And we moved to Woodsboro in 1907 when I was just a small girl in a ox wagon. And we lived in our covered wagon until we built our house. And we cooked out on a camp fire. And we had plenty of wild game to eat, like turkeys and ducks. And we had fish and oysters when we wanted them. We lived near the bay. And we didn't have no school for a couple of years. And Woodford's a very small place. Just had a post office and a grocery store and a little hotel and a small depot. And only about three or four houses there, dwellings. And the rattlesnakes run, crawled everywhere, and the javelinas run everywhere. And my dad rode this cattle trail to Kansas when he was a young man, and they had to go through the Indian Territory, and a lot of the times the Indians would cut out some of their cattle. And there were four of his men killed on the trail. And my grandfather come over to this country when he was a small boy, and he was...
You said your dad was a cattle driver. Did he do this for very long?
Well, no, I think about a year or two.
It was just a small occupation that he tried
to... Yeah, that's what he did then.
He was mainly a farmer, though?
Yeah, he's a farmer. He farmed out there. He broke up his land with these oxen, farmed with oxen. And my grandfather come over to this country when he was a boy, and he was from Ireland, and he's the first Texas senator. And let's see. And then, did you mention about the schoolhouse?
What grade did you start to school? What age did you start going to school?
Oh, about 7, 8 years old, somewhere in that neighborhood.
How long did you attend school for him?
Oh, I didn't even, I just finished 8th grade.
What did y'all do in school? Did y'all just learn reading and writing?
Yeah, reading and writing and spelling. That's, we had a old blackboard, and that's all we did then.
Who was the teacher? Was it just some...
Well, some lady there in the country taught us.
Did she know very much herself?
Well, I don't know. She taught us. That's all we could get. There were no other teachers available.
Do you have to walk to school or
ride?
Yeah,
we had to walk 4 miles to school. We had no other transportation except the wagon or horseback. And we didn't have no church to go to for 2 or 3 years, and then we had to drive 12 miles to church. We went to refueling as an old mission town. And,
what kind of food did y'all eat? Did y'all eat beef as meat, or did y'all use a lot of wild game and stuff?
We used just had wild game at first. And then when the country settled up more out there, the farmers went together and butchered once a week on Saturday, and the farmers all went there and picked up their beef. And their crop was corn and cotton.
How big was the farm?
270 acres.
And your dad bought this in 1907?
Uh-huh.
How much did it cost in an acre?
$16 an acre. And we made our own syrup and raised everything out there then if we eat, like our beans, potatoes, and corn. We had ground our own corn. We got one of these little old hand mills, and that's what we ground our corn up for cornmeal. And to make our molasses, we had one horse to pull a thing around and around. That's how we made our syrup. And later on, we got some beehives and had honey.
How large was your family?
There were 7 children.
Seven
five boys and two girls.
Were most families this large back then?
Yeah, and some of them were larger. Some of them had 16 children, 8 and 9 children. And everybody, they done their own work on the farm, like picking cotton and gathering corn. They did that themselves. They had no...
Did you have to do a lot of this yourself? Or your,
no,
you didn't?
I was busy at home. My mother got sick when I was 9 years old, and I had to do the housework.
What did she get sick from?
Rheumatism. I get arthritis now, they called it. She was in a wheelchair for years. And then she died of the flu when it's the bane. And my brother was killed, one of my brothers was killed in World War I. And then my husband died later after he was discharged from disability he received from World War I. And would be on his mission myself.
Your brother was killed in World War, was he killed overseas?
He had an Argo near Germany, ran the Rhine. And he was buried there. He never was brought back. And then right after the war, we had this flu epidemic.
And that's when your mother died?
Yeah, and so many people, they died so fast they couldn't hardly bury him. And only had one doctor. No nurses.
Did you have a doctor before, like when you first moved to Woodford? Were there any doctors around?
Yeah, there's one doctor there when we first moved there.
Was he very proficient? Was he any good?
No, there wasn't any doctor. No first doctor? Moved there several years before we had a doctor.
What did y'all do when somebody
went
got to sick?
Refugio. I had to get a doctor at Refugio, which is 12 miles away. And that was the only drugstore they had, too, Refugio. We had no drugstore in Woodsboro.
Did y'all have any home remedies for, like, snake bites or anything like that? What would y'all do in case of emergency where somebody was sick or just...
Well, they had their old remedies there. Used castor oil, and when we had the flu and bad colds, my dad used whiskey.
Whiskey?
Uh-huh. That's what the old timers used. They kept the old jug of whiskey on the mantel board. But their main medicine was castor oil. And let's see. What was this other they used? It was, quinine.
Quinine?
Uh-huh.
What was that used for?
Well, to bring down the fever.
Where did you get quinine? It doesn't go around here, does it?
No, I had to get it at the drugstore in Refugio. And when we were all small children, we had a little bag of acidity tied around our neck. That's what we wore all the time to keep us from getting sick.
Acidity? What is that?
Well, it's some little old stuff. It smelled like heck. Like a piece of plug of tobacco or something.
Who gave this to y'all?
Well, my dad always put it around her neck, tied around her neck.
And that was supposedly going to keep y'all well?
Yeah. Keep diseases away.
Was it garlic or something like that?
It had a terrible smell. I don't know. They called it acidity. But all the children wore it around their neck.
How did y'all get any type of news through Y'all lived out on the farm away from it. Did y'all get any news about
it? No, there were no papers.
No papers or anything like that?
No.
No formal community?
No.
Did y'all get letters?
Yeah, letters from our kin folks. That's the only way we got news.
Did you have to pick them up in Woodsboro or Imperial?
Yes, I did go to town to get our mail. And the roads were so bad, only way we could get in town would be a horseback sometime. We wouldn't get mail for a week or two.
Because y'all couldn't get into town?
Uh-uh. Only by horseback. It's muddy. Couldn't even get in an old wagon.
During election time, did they have very much political campaigning, or
no,
did your dad ever vote?
Not in those days, or they may voted sometime, but not right away. They didn't vote.
Did your dad vote for most of the elections, or did?
Well, when they had them, they didn't have any elections around there.
They didn't at all?
Not at first. Not for a few years, they didn't.
And then, when they did have them, they were in Woodsboro?
Yes. When they finally did have them, they had an election box in Woodsboro. You know, Sunday while the people would get together and visit, but they'd have to walk or either go on the wagon.
Was it a tornado?
Yeah.
Yeah, it did. Was there very many tornadoes?
No.
Out there?
No. That's the only one I remember. Went to that house off the block and left our car place sitting way over there. We didn't even know the house had been moved. We looked out and saw the fireplace.
Fireplace was moved?
No, the house was moved away from the fireplace.
How did y'all get it back? Did y'all just leave it there, or did y'all have to move it back?
No, we moved the house back.
On the blocks?
It's off the blocks. I had to put it back on the blocks.
Did y'all build the house yourself? What type was it? Just a wood frame?
It's a five-room building. We have just a frame building.
Where'd y'all get the lumber for it?
I had to get it out of Refugio.
And you're just regular wood frame house?
Yes, it's a plain wood frame house.
Where did y'all get y'all's water from?
Well, we carried it from a creek there and got a well.
How long did y'all have to carry it?
Oh, for quite a little while. We got somebody in there to dig us a
well. Is the creek pretty far away?
No, we ran close to the creek and had to carry our own wood.
Did y'all have a windmill or did y'all dig it?
Well, not at first. We had an old pump at first. There was no windmills. An old cistern. We just had a little old tank or barrel or tub or something that's what they watered the stock with, what we had. And we had our own milk. We brought us a cow, or a couple of cows with us from Yoakum, and had a couple of horses. And that was our stock, besides our oxen.
Your dad never went into ranching? He was just strictly a farmer?
No, he was just a farmer. Well, later he got cattle, too. He had cattle. The handkerchief, that is one thing, an old timey game.
Y'all played that on Sunday with
yeah.
the other kids?
Other children come, that's what we had.
Did y'all just go over and visit them or
yeah.
they come over to your place?
Well, you go back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
One Sunday we'd visit one place and another Sunday at the next neighbor's. But see, we had no other recreation, that's all we had.
Just go visit on Sundays?
Yes, that's right.
What kind of games did you say y'all play?
Drop the handkerchief, run around, and then this one would pick it up and run and try to catch you, you know, or you got before you got back to your place, or you in line. And my dad, then later, after we got our house built, he ordered groceries from Hink and Pilot in Houston. That's how we got our supplies from
mm-hmm.
Houston a whole lot of times. Like flour and sugar and coffee, we didn't buy much else.
He ordered these in Houston?
What?
He ordered this stuff in
It was shipped in to Woodsboro.
Was it cheaper to do it this way, or?
Well, yeah, but that's the only way to get it wholesale. He'd buy it, you know, because we couldn't get into town very often, especially if it's wet. And he'd get a barrel of flour at the time.
How much was in a barrel?
Well, one of these kind of big barrels. See, we done our own cooking, our bread. We made our own bread and he'd get 100 pounds of sugar, and I don't know how much coffee he would get, but that's just about the crop. See, we raised our potatoes and our corn for cornmeal, and our vegetables and beans, we raised that. And we'd have to shell our beans, or they'd beat them out, you know, on a wagon sheet or something, and that's how we got had dried beans. Had them all the winter. And we'd raise sweet potatoes and Irish potatoes. And popcorn and peanuts. Things like that. And in the wintertime, we'd have popcorn to pop and roast peanuts. Sit around the old fireplace.
Say you made your own cornmeal from your corn?
Oh, I ground it. We had an old hand mill.
Y'all had a hand mill that y'all used to grind it up?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Grind a little at a time. And that was sure hard work. And made our own syrup. We stripped cane. You had to strip it.
Did y'all have some growing around there?
Yeah, we raised our own cane.
Mm-hmm. Y'all had sugar cane growing?
Well, it's just plain old cane. After we got our land broke up, that's what we had. We had that for our own syrup. And our cookies, we had old molasses cookies. Made cookies out of these molasses. And we had a few chickens, we brought down a few chickens back of the, in the crate back of the wagon. When we finally got a little church in Woodsboro, well, the priest, he either come from Rockport or someplace else, or sitting. Well, I won't tell you, see, but I know we our church was a little mission church. We had to get a priest from somewhere else to come once a month for Mass.
He just came once a month?
Yeah, about once a month, on the time we had Mass.
Did most of the people in that in Woodsboro, were they mostly Catholics?
Well, a whole lot of them were Catholics, Catholics and Lutherans.
Do y'all have a Lutheran church here too?
Well, later on they built a little Lutheran church. We go swimming in the river.
What rivers is this?
The Rances and the Mission River. There were two rivers. We were in between the two of them.
Y'all went swimming there a lot?
Well, until the alligators got too bad.
Alligators?
Yeah, big old alligators, 7-8 feet long. So we had to quit swimming. We're afraid to eat us up, you know, put us on the water and eat us.
What was it like to live out on a farm, isolated from other people? Did you like living away from lots of people?
Well, we couldn't help ourselves. That's all we could do about it.
That's all y'all had. Did you get used to it, or just...
Yeah, we had to get used to it. We just got used to it. The country settled up out there pretty fast, though. And we had neighbors.
How far away were your closest neighbors when you first moved there?
Well, we had none at first. None at all, except that nobody lived out there at all, except in town in Bayside. Old St. Mary's was an old place. That's where the people used to land when they come in from Ireland and other places. They landed old St. Mary's. That's an old, old town.
Is that near Woodsboro?
Yeah, near Bayside. But there wasn't no Bayside then. Later they abandoned, but they had these old wells, you know, that they're cement wells on the ground. They're just like a barrel down in the ground. And they had old buckets that dip, had to let them down on a little roller or something and bring up a bucket of water out of these old wells. That's what they had then.
Was this at St. Mary's?
At old St. Mary's. That's where my grandfather landed when he come over here. It used to be quite a big place, but that's where they're all landed, at old St. Mary's. But they had these old wells dug, and that's how they got their water, with a bucket. Let it down there, and then draw up the water with a bucket by bucket. Come on from Rockport to old St. Mary's by boat. They had no transportation across there at all, only by boat.
Across that bay there?
Yeah, across the bay by boat. And then there's one that you rode. They had no motors. They had to roam across there.
There any hurricanes in around when you was?
Well, yeah, they had hurricanes, and the old Indianola, that's down the bay from Rockport, it was completely wiped out by one of these old storms. Most everybody drowned, just very few got out. See, they had no way of getting out in a hurry. They just all. They drowned it. The town was completely washed away. There's old Indianola. There's nothing there now. It's all washed away. Corpus was hit by one of these old Gulf storms, and they never did know how many people drowned it there.
What year was this, do you remember?
No, I don't remember what year it was. But even pianos and houses washed across the bay.
Anything else to add? I think I'll just go ahead and finish the tape now.
Well, okay, no problem.